This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday Russia underestimated the unity and strength of the NATO alliance when it launched its full invasion of Ukraine. During a joint news conference Wednesday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Lithuanian capital, Vilnius, Stoltenberg and Ukraine said Ukraine will always have NATO's full support.
NATO will continue to stand with you for as long as it takes. NATO allies have provided tens of billions of dollars in support over the past year. And now we have agreed a three-part package bringing Ukraine closer to NATO.
Stoltenberg said NATO has agreed to a multi-year program of practical and military assistance, establishing a new NATO-Ukraine Council and reaffirming Ukraine will eventually become a member of NATO. Stoltenberg explained the council will allow Ukraine to sit down with NATO allies for consultations and emergency meetings as equals. It's part of NATO's effort to bring Ukraine as close as possible to the military alliance without actually joining it at this time. Meanwhile, concerns are growing Russia will not extend a United Nations brokered deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to parts of the world struggling with hunger. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ships are no longer heading to the war-torn country's Black Sea ports, and shipments have dwindled. The deal, originally reached last summer to ease a global food crisis, is up for renewal on Monday, and Russian officials say there are no grounds for extending it. They've threatened this before, insisting an agreement to facilitate their food and fertilizer shipments hasn't been applied, but data shows Moscow has been exporting record amounts of wheat. The UN's striving to keep the fragile deal intact, with Ukraine to benefit Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. North Korea has launched what is believed to be an intercontinental ballistic missile Wednesday, which flew for 74 minutes at a lofted trajectory, the longest duration to date. The latest launch comes as leaders of South Korea and Japan are in Lithuania attending the NATO summit. More from VOA's Eunice Kim in Seoul.
Analysts believe the missile could be a follow-up test of the North's new solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile, dubbed the Hwasong-18, first tested just 3 months ago. South Korea and Japan detected the projectile at around 10 a.m. on Wednesday. It is thought to be the longest-running missile launch, flying out of the Earth's atmosphere at a lofted trajectory to land in waters 1,000 kilometers east of the capital, Pyongyang, 74 minutes later. The suspected ICBM reached a top height of more than 6,000 kilometers, which, if flown at a regular curve, would theoretically put the continental United States within reach, and indeed much of the rest of the world. Eunice Kim, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Across the southwestern United States, people in desert cities like Phoenix are enduring an extreme heat wave. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Even residents in the southwestern desert are feeling the effects of an extreme heat wave that's hit Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and Southern California with temperatures as high as 110 degrees. And to add insult to injury, in Arizona, the typical monsoon season, which begins June 15th, has left residents high and dry. In Florida, Pompano Beach tourist Tasha Foy says she thought she'd take a little vacation from her home in Virginia.
It's been very hot this week. We were not prepared. Happy that our Airbnb has a pool.
Kristen Sicosio lives in Pompano Beach.
I don't remember being this hot when I was a kid.
The National Weather Service says Las Vegas could get up to 115 degrees this weekend. I'm Donna Water.
The Associated Press is learning new details about the prison stabbing of disgraced former U.S. Women's Olympic gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. Associated Press AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Nassar is serving decades in prison at a federal penitentiary in Florida for sexually abusing the athletes he was supposed to be caring for and possessing explicit images of children. Sources tell the AP the 59-year-old was attacked inside his cell Sunday while in a blind spot for prison surveillance cameras that only record common areas and corridors. The source says two officers guarding the unit were working mandated overtime shifts. It's the latest security failure for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which has struggled for years with allegations of misconduct, abuse, and critically low staffing levels. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.